In a formalized show of mutuality following one of the coldest of all statehouse chills and the hottest legislative war in U.S. history, the New Jersey Education Association, NGEA, and Senate President Steve Sweeney, D3, this morning announced a deal they estimate will cut $1 billion in a state of bloated proportions and even more epic dysfunctions. Reporters were in the room at the statehouse for a press conference to gather details about the agreement. The agreement would provide NGEA members with relief from Chapter 78 while also lowering costs for local education employers and the state. Chapter 78, a pension and health insurance law passed in 2011, imposed unsustainable and ever-growing healthcare costs on educators. NGEA members have been working on a sustained campaign to win Chapter 78 relief for nearly 2 years, pushing the issue to the forefront of the agenda in Trenton. As part of that campaign, NGEA members also advocated for 2 job justice bills that provide expanded due process and contract protection rights to New Jersey's Educational Support Professionals, ESP. Under the proposal, according to NJ.com, the state would eliminate some existing healthcare plans currently available to teachers and introduce 2 lower-cost alternatives, called the New Jersey Educators Health Plan and the Garden State Health Plan. NJ.com had the initial story here, and offers the following early: "This agreement is a win-win," Sweeney, D. Gloucester, said about the deal, which was first reported by New Jersey Advance Media. "This is a pretty huge announcement today that we're coming up with over $1 billion in savings," he said. "This has been a long, long journey." The announcement marks a surprise twist in the long-running feud and a major leap forward in the state's efforts to rein in employee benefit costs. With both Sweeney and the NGEA on board, the deal represents perhaps the clearest path yet to achieving a goal that's vexed state leaders. The Senate hopes to put the reform legislation on the governor's desk by the end of the month, according to Senate officials. Marie Blistan, president of the NGEA, the same organization that tried to blow Sweeney out of office in 2017, sparking the most expense legislative contest in the nation's history, on Monday appeared alongside the Senate president. "This has been the culmination with a very long process," said Blistan, according to NJ.com. "It wasn't easy, but the work we've done has been a major victory." The deal did not come as a major surprise, following a long period of footsie engaged by the teachers' union and Sweeney. This last month from Insider NJ columnist Carl Golden following Governor Phil Murphy's budget address, wherein he again asked the legislature for a millionaire's tax, which lawmakers had twice killed in their fellow Democrats' first 2 years in office, when Senate President Steve Sweeney, D. Gloucester, indicated his willingness to support a millionaire's tax in return for an additional $1 billion contribution to the public employee pension system, the political/media chattering class immediately and confidently interpreted his remarks as evidence of a thaw in the relationship between the senator and the administration, an initial step toward a compromise that will lead to the fulfillment of Governor Phil Murphy's 3-year quest to raise taxes on the wealthy. The celebration may be a bit premature, however, a mix of wishful thinking and excessive optimism, a belief that, at last, hope will triumph over experience. That wasn't an olive branch Sweeney handed the governor. It was a ransom note: put $1 billion in unmarked bills in a briefcase, deposit it in the pension fund and the millionaire's tax will be released unharmed. It was a straightforward, blunt example of the transactional politics which control the state budget process. For fans of government transparency, it doesn't get much clearer than this: a deal made on the front page. Then there's the snugget from Golden: while Sweeney's professed openness to increasing the tax on incomes above $1 million a year does represent a slight shift from his hardline opposition, it was tempered by his negative reaction to the rest of the governor's $1 billion tax and fee increase agenda. $1 billion, in fact, is the amount agreed to by Blistan and Sweeney. The press conference occurred a day after Amy Kennedy, herself a former public school teacher with the backing of members of the NGEA, who are also delegates of the Atlantic County Democratic Committee, dealt a concussive blow to Sweeney's candidate in a fiercely competitive primary contest for the CD2 seat now occupied by U.S. Representative Jeff Van Drew, R2. The convention represented a lone contested event in the district's pre-primary season. Those other county organizations connected to Sweeney had already declared their support, under Sweeney's auspices, for Kennedy's rival. Sweeney had long blamed Murphy for that period of greatest intensity in his political war with NGA. The cross-the-aisle ally of Republican Governor Chris Christie had championed pension and benefits overhauls while Christie was in office, infuriating the teachers' union and spurring them to spend millions to try to force the Senate president out of office as Christie departed and Murphy entered in 2017. Sweeney felt Murphy could have picked up the phone and called off NGA, but the then-presumptive next governor did not, forcing Sweeney into the position of having to spend millions to protect himself. The Senate president resumed office embittered toward the governor-elect, whom he saw as NGA enabler and toothless toady of northern interests antithetical to South Jersey and that wing of the Democratic Party establishment that had stood with Christie to curb public sector labor unions. The NGA is the biggest among them. 2 years of pushing and shoving ensued, with Murphy and the NGA on one side, and Sweeney, the bulk of his caucus and building trades on the other, with Murphy's millionaire's tax the hostage Sweeney exacted for the governor's campaign trail transgressions. After a year of public labor unions deriding the Senate president's path to progress, with the Communications Workers of America taking the position of lead activists, but often joined by similarly irritated NGA members, the dimensions of peace began to take shape in time to protect the powerful principles. Murphy late last month showed up at a rally attended by Sweeney's old ally, U.S. Representative Donald Norcross, D1, and paid animated tribute to the brother of the boss his administration's AG is investigating, in connection with an act the younger Norcross wrote, Sweeney facilitated, and Christie signed into law. Today, the CWA formally announced its support for Norcross' re-election in a release that landed around the time of the Sweeney press conference with Blistan. All was not merely political sweetness and light, however, as even amid the trappings of peace, Statehouse Theater carried a slight warlike, or at least lead role insistent overtone, as Sweeney and Blistan announced the deal without the presence of the governor, pointedly denying Murphy a Jimmy Carter begins a dot moment. Today's announcement carried the cheeky, poor man's Jersey Swamp optics version of begin and saw Dot striking a deal and assisted by Carter. Murphy is convalescing following surgery last week to remove a tumor from his kidney. I'm glad that legislative leaders and the NGA are finally working together to negotiate cost-saving reforms that are acceptable to both parties, said Assemblyman Tony Bucco, R25. The announcement is a reflection that everyone agrees the cost of healthcare is too high and more must be done to lower costs for both teachers and taxpayers. This is a breaking news story. Please stay tuned for all the details from Insider NGA's own Fred Snowflack, who was harvesting information at the State House. Update, please read Mr. Snowflack's column here.